did for Kuf Tes. So we went through a couple of the other Rambams earlier that relate to Chukim that are relevant in the Parsha, the Nazim and Kachay Bnei Israel, and so on. Now we're up to the Pasuk of Yoledes, B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga. Is everyone with me? Mitzvah Kuf Chav Tes in the Rambam. The Rambam says, He Shehizir Kol Tameh Me'achol Kodshim, B'hu Amro Yisborach Yoledes, B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga. So the Rambam is clearly using B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga as Nazhara for Tameh Le'achol Kodshim, which is obviously Shittas Be'shlokish in our Gemara. The Russian Sifra, B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga, B'la Migdash Lo Sabo, Ma Migdash, Anichnas Lo B'tumah Anishkares, Ava Kodesh, Ha'och Lo B'tumah Anishkares. And again, so that's the Drasha that we had in our Gemara as well, that we have to be discussing an Avera of Kares, which would be a Chimda. The Yoreb, B'amra Lo Siga, B'isha Yochal. Somech HaLashorash Ezbar B'malkos, B'bir Amro Yis'ala B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga. In other words, when we say that this is Nazhara la'ochel, it's based on what we have in our Gemara. Who Amar b'Gemara Makis Tamishachas Hakodesh Bishlam Aonish Kstiv Hanefesh Shlocha Basar Nisavach Hashlam Shel Hashem Shem Tumas Alav Nechlesa Azhara Menalan Asi B'Chokodesh Lo Siga. So that's the Azhara again. Shittas Veishlokish. The Rambam is going with Shittas Veishlokish. Bisham Amru. And again, quoting our Gemara, B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga Azhara La'ochel Ad Omer Azhara La'ochel Ein El Azhara Nogeya. Maybe it means Siga in the sense of touching. Tabalom B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga Mitzvah Sava. The Hekish of the Pasuk. Ma Kodesh, Ma Kish Kodesh L'Mikdash, Ma Mikdash Yesh B'Netilas Neshama, Ad Kodesh Darvash Yesh B'Netilas Neshama, Ve'ilin Negiya, Ma Netilas Neshama Ika. There's no Kareis for Negiya. Ela La'achila. This is interesting. That's a little bit of a different kinetz than our Gemara. Our Gemara says that the Lashon Negiya is also teaching me the Yisr Negiya. And this we'll have to see when we get to the Yadach Hazaka, the Chora. If we're correct that the Rambam is passing like Reish Lakish, so what are the other issues that follow in our Gemara from that position? What are the two halachas should follow from that, Rabbi Osai? If we use the Chokodesh Lusiga as Nazhara for Tameish Achal as Hakodesh, so what else does the Gemara say would also get Malkis as well based on this pasuk? Tameish Anaga B'Kodesh. And Tameish Achal when? B'Fnei Zrika. And here we're going to get to the Yadach Hazaka in a few minutes, and we're going to see something interesting. That although the Rambam clearly goes with Reish Lakish regarding the Azhara of Tameish Achal HaKodesh being the Pasuk B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga, but he doesn't go all the way with Reish Lakish. He doesn't pass in the halacha that Naga B'Kodesh, Tameish Naga B'Kodesh gets Malkus, or Tameish Achal of Nezbika gets Malkus. But it's interesting, already here you see it, the Rambam has a different take on why is this Lashon Negiya. This has to do with the Gemara and Yibamis, but or you have to know what he means. He doesn't elaborate, but something about a drasha that the Rambam is making, but not at least not Ugabi the Malkus, not as far as Malkus. That much we see. That's for being amazing. And so on. So this is the Rambam in Kuf Chav Tes. The clear indication of the Rambam is that we hold like Reish Lakish. The Azhara is not the Gzeira Shava of Tumasu Tumasu. The Azhara of Tumasu HaKodesh lies in the Pasuk B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga. Okay, we have another Rambam to look at in Sefer HaMitzvos, and that is Kuf Lamed Vav. Kuf Lamed Vav is the lo sase, says the Rambam, of a kohen tamei not allowed to eat truma. Hamitzvah kuf lamed vav, he shehizir kohen tamei miachol truma. The hu amro ish ish mitzera aron v'hu tzaro alzda b'kadashim lo yolchol ad asher yitar. So this is again consistent with what we had in our Gemara, not the way that we presented yesterday, an alternative possibility to learn this pasuk as referring to kadashim. but rather this is in fact truma based on the drasha the Rambam is now about to quote. The Gemara Makas Amu as Harle Truma Minayin, meaning for Achilas Truma, Truma Saguf, Minayin Ish Ish Mizara Aaron, Eza Dover Shu Shabe Bizarro Shel Aaron, have the Omer said Truma. What does that mean? Rasaloma the Omram Shabe Bizarro Shel Aaron, Shiohu Hazera Kulo, Zacharbun and Cables. Okay, so again, let's be very clear. The Rambam is going in this regard again to Pashtus of our sugya, that the lav of Ashara, the lav of Achilas Truma B'Tumas Saguf is that pasuk yet in Pashtus Emor that we looked at carefully yesterday, based on this drasha of Ishish Mizera Aram. Something interesting now in the next line of the Rambam that we touched on yesterday when we went through the Rashi's. Ukvar nichtalah Ashara Gamkein Mizera Inyan. There's a repeat of the Azhara. The Rambam Shita is that if you have the same Azhara appearing multiple times, that's not going to increase the number of Malkas that person will get. So you can have a Lav that appears numerous times, and the Malkas will still be a single set of Malkas. Here the Rambam says that you have an Azhara like this, again, that a Tomei should not eat Truma, and that is, the Azhara is, Mishmarati. Remember that we saw that pasuk yesterday. B'shamas mishmarti v'lo yisro lavchet u'meisavo ki yichaluhu and yeshem mikadsha. So we saw the lashon of Rashi there on the pasuk b'shamas mishmarti that they shouldn't eat truma b'tumas saguf. We saw the lashon Rashi in Sanhedrin as well. To that effect, the Torah is addressing the Kohanim, and this is what the Rambam seems to be saying, that nichtalo ha'ashara. Interesting. Is it really an Azhara? We know the word Hishomer can be viewed as an Azhara, but the Gemara seems to distinguish sometimes between if the Azhara is written, the Lashon Shmira as a lav, Hishomer pen, or if it's Hishomer da'aseh. So you have to know how this fits with that klal. If the Shomos Mishmarti counts as an Azhara or only as an aseh, the Rambam calls it an Azhara. Again, it doesn't increase the number of malchusin that you get. The Rambam does seem to quote an Azhara, but what we thought was interesting is that, as the Maharshi Rashi point out, the source of this idea is the Torah's Kohanim. The Torah's Kohanim expresses the idea as a Hazer Beit Yim Al Kach. The Torah's Kohanim appears here regarding the Shomos Mishmarti, and also appears at the end of Achrei Mos regarding the Pasuk Lir, Shmartem Es Mishmarti. And there the Torah's Kohanim also comments that Lahazir based in Al-Kach, that's regarding Arayis. Rashi quotes the Lashon Lahazir based in Al-Kach in Nachmir Mos, and for some reason doesn't quote that Lashon over here, but the Kavana seems to be the same idea, that the Torah is not addressing the Kohanim per se in this Pasuk. It's the concept is certainly what lies within this Pasuk, the concept of not to have Kohanim who are Tamei eat Truma. But who is being addressed in this Pasuk? Who's the Torah speaking to? Shomros Mishmarti would be addressing the Beis Din. I see from this Rambam, this deal that we're making in the Sefer Mitzvahs, that the Rambam would seem to learn this Pasuk as a Nichpalo Hashara. Sounds like it's in fact addressing the Kohanim. Again, that would have been not the sense that we got from the Torah's Kohanim, that it's addressing Beis Din. I don't know, just the deal that I wanted to share with you. L'maisa, that's the end of that pasuk, is the source for the onesh for a tamei achal truma, because the pasuk says umesu bo ki yichaluhu. So the interpretation is umesu bo, the misa that they're referring to is misa v'dei shamayim, notwithstanding the general principle that stam misa in Torah of yumas is the chenek, but that's not how we take it here. For whatever the reasons may be, many different suggestions in the shonos of the pasuk, other svaras. But that's the pshat the Gemara gives us in Sanhedrin. That's the Mesorah. Umei suvo is misa bidei shamayim. That's the same pasuk. Meshamos mishbarati, and it ends umei suvo ki yichaluhu. The Rambam concludes va'over alzeh, as we just said, va'over alzeh. Whoever violates the lav of hakadosh im loyochal, which was repeated in Meshamos mishbarati, tzchay misa bidei shamayim ubetshi misanhedrin. That's the sugya of Sanhedrin pegimel. Manu mechuyabim misa bidei shamayim. There's a list of those people who are chuyimis v'shemayim, that's a little bit less than kares, slight distinctions between them. U'bechlolam, included in the list, kohen tamei sh'achal tumah tahora, It's only Truma Tahora, the Gemara says, not Truma Tameya. You might return to this in a little while. Only when it's not Mechulal yet, and if it was Mechul already, then it would not be Misa B'dei Shamayim. Okay, so this is the basic picture that emerges from the Rambam in Chiddush HaMitzvos. Let us turn to the Rambam in the Yad. Here, it gets very interesting. The Rambam in the Yad, let's start with Perek Yud Ches of Psuei HaMukdashin. Not something we usually turn to, right, typically in our learning, but certainly important for our sugya. So there's a couple of halachas that we should look at. Let's start with Yud Gimel. Let's take a look first Yud Gimel, then we'll go backwards, okay? We'll go back to Yud Beis, and we'll go ahead afterwards to Yud Dalet Tzvav, okay? Yud Dalet Tzayin. The Rambam in Halacha Yud Gimel. Perek Yud Ches, Psuei Mukdashin, Halacha Yud Gimel. Kol Adam Shenitma Tuma Shechayavin Alea Kareis Abiyas Mikdash Ve'achal Kezayis Min HaKadoshim Ben Kodesh Torah, Ben Kodesh Tameh. Here it doesn't differentiate whether the Kodesh was Tameh. It's still the same onus. The Rambam stresses that because by Truma there's a distinction, as we said. The names of Haritza Chayim Kores, Shenemar, Banefesh, Shetoch Albasar, Mitzvah Hashlam, Masher Hashem, Mitzumasu Allah, Nichrisa. This is the onus, one of the psukim the Rambam is quoting from. The Rambam is quoting the pasuk from Parashas. Sav. V'imachal b'shgaga, maybe carbon ola b'yorek. Okay, Rabosai, I'm noticing my battery is getting a little lower. We'll have to figure out as we get closer, if we have to figure out where to charge it. Okay, we'll figure something out, hopefully. Okay. So the Rambam says that the onesh for eating, a tame eating kodesh will be kares. Maybe carbon opioid, that's the dip in shogeg. Says the Rambam, we mean she'enu medaber ela betumas haguf. How do we know that we're discussing that the tuma is the person and not the basar? The tumaso love could have perhaps been referring to the basar, so there are different rushes that we know in the Gemara about this. The Rambam gives you one source for that. Shenemar, the very next pasuk in Tzav, there are two pasukim, as we remember, one after the other. B'nefesh ki siga b'chol tamei, b'tumas adam, b'behemet tmeya, b'chol sheket tamei, b'achal mitzah zebach ha-shomer ha-shashem, b'nichvisa. So that's clearly indicating that we're talking about the person being tamei, and so therefore we understand the previous pasuk is also b'tumas olav going on the gavra. It's not lapdaf kashlamim or kachim mizbeach. So this is the din of the onesh kares for tamish ochal es hakodesh. Says the Rambam. Further, v'heichan hizir alavon ben. What's the azhara for the aveira, this terrible aveira of kares of tamish ochal es hakodesh? Says the Rambam, the yoledes. Sherei nema ba b'chol kodesh lo siga. So again, the Rambam, as we saw in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam is learning that the Isser of Tamish Achlas HaKodesh is Bechol Kodesh L'Siga. He continues, Mipi HaShmua Lamdu Shetzu HaSharu L'Tamish L'Yilcha Kodesh Kodem Sheyitbal. Fine. The Rambam does say something interesting. He says a person eats Kodesh after Tvila or before Kapara, there won't be Kares. It has to be Kol Tumaso Olav. An interesting Chiddush Ludina, the Rambam says. The Ravid doesn't seem to agree. Okay, this is an interesting Rambam for itself. The Rambam seems to distinguish between a person who hasn't done Tfilah and a Tful Yom. This is a whole tumult to be aware of in general. Binogea Kinisa L'Migdash, Binogea Eden Kodesh, but that's not our topic. But the basic marker in the Rambam for Tamish Achas HaKodesh is clearly the pasuk that Rish Lakish uses. What is the problem? The problem is the Rambam before and a Rambam later. Again, what emerges from our sugya would be, according to Rish Lakish, if this is the source, then what else did we see in Rish Lakish? that it would be Malchus for Nagia because of Lashon Tiga, and would also be a Malchus that would Marbeh for a Kodem Tzarika. The Rambam on both counts doesn't have Malchus. The Rambam in the previous Halacha, Halacha Yud Beis, Asher L'tamei is HaKadoshim. The Rambam says it's Asher to be L'tamei Kadoshim, O L'Sabi Gulehem Tumma, Sherei Poso O Son. If you're going to touch Kadoshim and your Tamei, then you'll make it disqualified and you're not going to do that. But the Rambam says, I'm L'tamei is HaKadoshim in a loke. The Rambam says there's no Malchus. When would there be Malchus? If the person is Tor and the Kachim are Tomei. That's the Pasuk. So eating Kachim that are Tomei warrants Malchus. But being the Tomei, the Kachim itself, Nogea the Kachim would not get Malchus. So what's the problem? L'chora Rish Lakish says otherwise. And the Rambam goes like Rish Lakish. Why doesn't the Rambam also pass in Nogea the Kachim gets Malchus? But Maitza, what is Mashma in the Rambam? Now, this Isser, he doesn't tell us what it is and what it's based on. Is it Isser Rabban? Is it Isser Doraisa? No Malchus, that's for sure. It doesn't go into an Ashara that warrants Malchus. But what is exactly the Isser? Is it really B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga without a Malchus because it's only a Riboy? Is it some other source? Is it a Kavu Chomer from Truma? Ichveis? Is it an Isser of Mishmeres? These are all possibilities that one can consider. The Rambam could view it as an Isser Doraisa, so assumes the Kesef Mishnah. Umashma the Isur Miyahika. Yet, he assumes that it, now he does say it's based on Mishlokish of Yochanan. But Umaisa, how can the Rambam pass on Yochanan over here if he passed on Mishlokish regarding the source of the Isser? That's one diuk. Similar diuk appears in a later Rambam. The Rambam says in Halacha Tazayin, "Ein achayv kares al achilas kodesh yeshu matirin." That's a yocham yimenu achas yikru matira. Avom achal es adbasa kodem zvika sadam ein aloke mishum tamish achal es kodesh. So it says the Rambam that eating before zvika, which is Mishlokish's case, that argues Rabbi Yochanan that there'd be malchus. The Rambam says mifurish ein aloke. It's a little bit strange in the Lashon Rambam, Stamasai, just to notice. You know, the Rambam begins by saying, Ein l'chayiv karis al achilas kodesh yishu matirin, as yofel achas yikav matirin. He's referring to no chayiv karis, unless it's after zvika. But he continues, Avum achas abasha kodem zvika in a loke. So a bit, the contrast is not what we would expect. The Rambam should be saying, Ein l'chayiv karis. If I'm not mistaken, the Karen Ora, one of the classic Achronim, Zvachim Rabbah Gimel Rabbah Dalit, thought to be Magia in this Rambam, not in a loke, but loke, which would basically mitigate our question, at least on this issue. Why would he do that? Because then the contrast is better. The Rambam begins by saying, Ein l'chayiv kares until you get to Zvikas Adam, but if you ate it before Zvikas Adam, loke, meaning, but not kares. So if you say that, then it comes out the Rambam is paskening, in this case, like Rish Lakish, and the Rambam is only pointing out, and Rish Lakish certainly agrees with this, that there won't be courage, that the courage is only after Zvika Zedah. But Maisa, that's only as a conjecture of the Keren Ora. The pashtas of the words of the Rambam are in a loke, no courage and no malchus either, which makes it a double question, that the Rambam went with Rish Lakish with regard to the source of the Isser. But when it comes to the details, the Rambam did not follow through on Rish Lakish, and therefore Tamei Shenaga B'Kodesh does not have Malchus, and Tamei She'Ochal with Nezvika does not get Malchus. That's the difficulty in the Rambam. Okay, much ink has been spilled here on these Rambams. Let's at least share one pshat among many, and that's the Lechem Mishnah. Again, it's not going to feel like it's a very most satisfying answer of all, but at least we'll try something. So the Lechem Mishnah is where? In Hilchot Sanhedrin Perek Yutes. Hilchot Sanhedrin, the Rambam mentions cases of people who get Malchus. The Rambam begins, Kol Osase Sheyesh Bo Karis. There are a total of 21 examples of Chai B'Krisos that get Malchus. Then it goes on in the list. Now, Lot of Beis, Kufuria, Bishvei Shemayim, that would get Malchus. Okay, so meanwhile, the Rambam mentions all kinds of examples. So the Lechem Mishnah chooses here to focus on the example of Tamei Sha'achal Es HaKodesh, which is one of those Chayv Christos that get Malchus. And he raises the question that how does the Rambam understand the source for Tamei Sha'achal Es HaKodesh in terms of the Azhara? And he quotes, of course, our Sugya and quotes Halacha Yugimel that we just read, that the Rambam passed it like Rish Lakish, that the Azhara is a HaKodesh Lo Siga. Derech Agav, you know, it's interesting. The Mishnah of Melech, we have seen this earlier. I don't understand how he could say this, like the Anxiety, but the Mishnah of Melech pointed out, if you remember in Hilchas Trumas, Perek Yud Beis, where the Rambam tells us that you can't even tame Truma, but if you do it, you're not going to get Malchus. So the Rambam says that Nagia the Truma did not get Malchus. So if I asked you, why does the Rambam hold Nagav b'Truma doesn't get Malchus, what would you say? Because, according to Reish Lakish, there's no Azhara for Negias Truma. Because the Mechol Kodesh Losiga is going on Kachim, on Achila and Negia. And the other Isser is Achilas Truma, Ishish Mizera Aaron. So there's no Malchus because there's no Azhara. So there's an Isser based on Mishneres and other things. L'maisa, the Mishnah L'melch says there's another reason he thinks why the Rambam didn't hold that there's Malchus for Nogah B'Truma. He says because if you remember our Sugya, so the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan uses the Pasuk Mechol Kodesh Lo Siga for Nikias Truma. Right? The one Pasuk is Achila, that's an Emor. And this pasuk is Negiya. So we would have thought that meant that there's an Isser Azhara, that's the Girsas Agamar that we have, Azhara with Truma. Tosus assumed that way in the question, but Tosus says, how could it be that there'll be Malchus for Negiya's Truma and no Malchus for Rabbi Yochanan for Negiya's Kodesh? Because of that, Tosus learns that the Gemara doesn't mean that there's an Azhara for Negiya's Truma, it means that there'll be a halacha that a Tanesh and the Truma will be post of the Truma. Says the Mishnah Melech, that's what the Rambam must have held, because the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, meaning that the Rambam paskins that Tamish and Nagav Kodesh doesn't get Malchus, so he holds like Rabbi Yochanan, so then it should come out that Tamish and Nagav the Truma should get Malchus. So how the Rambam says there's no Malchus? Says the Mishnah Melech, he holds like Tosaf, that Rabbi Yochanan never said that there'll be a Azhara for Malchus for Nagav the Truma, it just means that there'll be a halacha that the Tameh is posel as a truma. Rabosai, Pasha don't understand the Mishnah L'melech. How could he say the Rama paskins like Rabbi Yochanan? The Rama paskins that the lav is b'chol kodesh losiga, the lav for achilas kodesh. Tameh shalos, that's nishlokish. Okay, we have a problem. The Rama also paskins that there's no malchus for nogav, the kodesh, we'll have to figure that out. But l'chura, the simple answer to why the Rambam doesn't have Malchus for Nagav b'Truma is because the pasuk that you want to use for the Malchus is not going on Truma. It's going on Kodesh. So that would be the simple reason why there's no Malchus. The Mishnah L'melech, for some reason, thought that the Ram passing is like Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore the Ram goes like Tosfos in our Sugya. I don't understand, Tzorach Iyun. But that's the Mishnah L'melech in Truma's Perek Yud Beis. Okay. Back to the Lechem Mishnah. So again, what's our problem? Mitzad Echad, the Rambam says that the source for Tamishach the Kodesh is, as Hara is, Bechol Kodesh Losiga, like Rish Lakish. And that's Mistama. Why is he passing Rish Lakish? Because we have a Braisa supporting Rish Lakish, like Agamar quotes, Tani Kabasik Rish Lakish. And yet it doesn't embrace all the implications of that Shita vis-a-vis the din of Tamish and Nagav Kodesh getting Malchus, and vis-a-vis Tamei Sha'achal Lefnei Zrik getting Malchus. Because in those cases, the Rambam's Rishonos indicate that there's no Malchus. So what does the Lechem Mishnah say? Very interesting. He says, look, what's the reason why the Rambam went with Rish Lakish? Because there's a Braisa that clearly shows that the Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga is an Azhara for Ochel, and it's Dumya de Migdash Losava, which is an Onish Kares, which therefore means that the Braisa is using the Kodesh Lasiga as Nashara for Achilas Kodesh. Yeah, that's what the Brisa indicates. In terms of that, the Rambam says, okay, no questions. We have to follow Rabbi Yisrael Lakish. But in terms of the other details that Yisrael Lakish went on record as holding, that there will be Malkus for Naga B'Kodesh, because the Lashon still was Siga. And in terms of the other issue, that we're Marbe B'Chol, that even Lefnei Zvika, there's no indication in the Braisa that Havachat Yisrael Lakish. It's only an indication in the Braisa that the Shlokas is correct in learning Pshat in the Pasuk B'chol Kodesh L'Siga to be an Azhara for something that has Kareis B'mezi, which is therefore an Azhara L'Achila of Kodesh. But beyond that, we don't see the first in the Braisa any indication that Halacha Kodesh L'Siga on the other two points. So one could certainly pick and choose here and say, look, to the extent that the Braisa has supported the Shlokish in terms of what the Azhara is, so I'm going to follow the Braisa. But in terms of the other issues, even though the Shlokish himself followed up with that and assumed there would be Malkus for Naga B'Kodesh, because the Torah uses the Lashon Tiga, and there will be Malkus for Lefnei Zvika because of B'Chol, then Rabbi Rambam says, I could go with Rabbi Yochanan Shita that there won't be Malkus for those cases. Rabbi Yochanan Shita seems to be predicated on the fact that he dismisses the Pshat of the Pasuk to refer him to Kodesh. He says, Atruma. Yeah, that's earlier in the Sugya, before we had a clear-cut Raya that the Pasuk is Kodesh. But even after we have the Raya that the Pasuk is referring to Kodesh, but I will still be able to hold on to Shita's Rabbi Yochanan for a different reason. I could assume that there won't be Malkus for Negiya because Negiya is not really the Iker Lav. The Iker Lav is for Achila. So, okay. So, therefore, I'm not going to get Malkus for that. And even though the Torah is talking about Kodesh. And the same thing with Nezvika. The Iker Lav is not talking about the Chol to Tom of Nezvika. So, therefore, I look at the comparison to El Amikdash Lo Sava when I say the Ashara is only going on that which has Koresh B'mezid. The only thing that has Koresh B'mezid is Achazvika and for Achilas Kodesh. And therefore, even though Resh Lakish went beyond and included in the Azhara the case of Noga and the case of Ochal Lefnei Zvika, but Rabbi Yochanan, even though we have to now admit that the Azhara is in fact referring to Kodesh, but we're going to limit it to Achilas Kodesh La'achazvika. Again, this is interesting because, again, that's not the way you normally come away with the Sugya, but so says the Lechem Mishnah. Okay. You can look inside and see how he spells it out, but that's the basic thrust of it.
So you just follow it? He's going like both opinions? He basically
picked and chose. The reason, the Mahalach is like this, because the Braisa itself does not validate Resh Lakish in the other details. All it validates Resh Lakish is to talk about Achila that has Kareis, Dumya Damikdash Lo Sava. So that would not fit for Truma, because Truma is Nisa Beshamayim remains. And even though it says that Tilas Beshamayim in the Braisa, but the assumption is that this is a riot to Resh Lakish, says the Gemara. So the stomach and the Ashara is that it's an Ashara for that which has the Tilas Beshamayim, which is therefore assumed to be Kareis, which is a raya that this is Nazhar B'Tam Shalchas HaKodesh. But more than that, I don't see the Braisa. That which there'll be a Malkus for Negiya B'Kodesh, I don't see the Braisa discussing. That which there'll be Malkus for Achal Lefnei Zvika, I don't see the Braisa discussing. So even though until now we assume the reason why Rabbi Yochanan dismisses Resh Lakish on those issues is based on the Shitaso, that the Azhara is referring to Truma, and now that we have a Braisa that shows you it's going on Kodesh, you would have normally assumed that therefore Resh Lakish is correct on all his counts. So the Chavishna, the Rambam felt otherwise. Normally, Halacha Rabbi Yochanan against Resh Lakish. We're only going to give in to Resh Lakish when we have to. We give it to Resh Lakish regarding that the Pshat of the Pasuk is going on Kodesh, Achilas Kodesh. Anything else that you want to put into the Pasuk, like Resh Lakish, I don't have any right to accept Resh Lakish's opinion on that. And this, I'll go back to Rabbi Yochanan's Shita, even if it won't be the reason that the Gemara gave earlier for why Rabbi Yochanan holds that way, I'll still go a different direction and hold on to Rabbi Yochanan's Shita, even if it's not the reason that the Gemara gave earlier. But at the end of the day, we'll have to reinterpret the reason and preserve the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan against Resh Lakish on all issues except for that which we've seen the first in the Braisa, the Loka Rabbi Yochanan. That's the basic approach that he wants to take. Okay, there are other Mahalchim Aruchim, there are others for the Rabbah. Okay, before we get to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, a very interesting Indian, one more Indian I want to just mention regarding what should be now the Maskanas HaGemara, according to the various opinions, regarding the Giyas Truma, Tamei Shenaga B'Truma. In other words, Tamei Shenaga B'Kodesh, says the Gemara, is Machlokes B'Yochim Rish Lakish. L'fi Rav Yochanan, there's no Malkis. L'fi Rish Lakish, Tamei Shenaga B'Kodesh gets Malkis. That's what the Gemara says regarding Tamei Shenaga, the country. What about Tamei Shenaga, the Truma? So according to Rish Lakish, L'chara, there's no question that we don't have a Malkis, because L'chara, we don't even have an Ashara, the Pashtus, right? Again, we have to come back to what we alluded to yesterday, and maybe we'll soon come back to it. But the Pasuk of Truma is Achila. And the Pasuk of Tamish of Naga, Bosiga, which includes Nagia, is by Kodesh. So you can't talk about Malkis, L'chara, you have no Ashara. What about according to Rabbi Yochanan? Tamei Shenaga B'Truma. Would there be Malkis? So L'chara, reading our Sugya, what emerges is that it depends how you read the Gemara when the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan uses B'chol Kodesh Bosiga as referring to Truma. The way that you would assume at first, reading the Lashna Gemara, the Girsa Shalafanenu, Azhara L'Truma, so, and the Gemara says, what is Achila, what is Negiyah? The Gemara says, a Pasuk in MR is Achila's Truma, and this Pasuk is Negiyah's Truma. So Pashtus means an Azhara for Negiyah, right? This would be the Pashtus, and then that was what Tosu thought in the question, which comes out, something strange, that we have a Chumra in Truma over Kachin, that Naga the Kodesh, Tamish Naga the Kodesh doesn't get Malkis, there's no Azhara for that, but Tamish Naga the Truma will get Malkis. Tosus raises a question. Tosus responds by saying, Enochinami, it's not an Azhara, it's just a reality, that he will be Poso as a Truma. However, according to the Me'iri, we saw in the Me'iri, that the Me'iri learns that, in fact, there'll be Malkis for Negias Truma, even though there won't be Malkis for Rabbi Yochanan, that is, even though there won't be Malkis for Naga BeKodesh. And the Me'iri says, and this goes into the question of why the Torah will give an Ashara for Negia, by Kodesh and by Truma, Me'iri assumes that it's a Siyag, the Torah created a Siyag for Achila. Says the Me'iri, could be that the Siyag is more necessary by Truma than by Kodesh, because by Truma, people are not as careful. People look at it in more hamish way. You know, it's eaten the gvulin and it's available. So it might more likely lead you to chas v'shalom, to a person who's going to be tamei and eat the Truma. So the Torah made it a siyag over there. But by Kodesh, there's no need for a siyag. So therefore, there won't be malchus. Ah, okay.
Day?
Yeah.
Do we want to continue share growth?
Like, the thing wouldn't still be there.
The reason to have a siyag for the Giyas Truma than the Giyas. Oh, that's the. I want to share with you a very interesting thing. Yesterday, we pointed out that there's an indication, even according to Rish Lakish, that the Pasuk is referring to Truma as well. We had the Rashi that threw us off in Parashas Tzriah that mentions the Chol Kodesh Losiga, and it says it's L'Rabos Truma. That means that the Iker Pasuk is referring to Achilas Kodesh, and then there's a reway for Truma. So what do we make of that? So we had really two Mahalachim, if you remember. One Mahalach was that this goes according to the Shita, that the Pasuk in Pashas Emor of Achilas Truma was not Achilas Truma at all. It was referring to Kachim. And then we end up getting Achilas Truma from here. And then we had the Maharal, that was one shot. Maharal, the Gur Aryeh, said that it could be that once we have the other Pasuk, so we can also read into this Pasuk that it goes on Truma too. We can see Asharas Truma in the Chol Kodesh Losiga. So now, the question is this, and the Maharal goes on in that same piece in Gur Aryeh, and says, so what would you say as follows? According to Rish Lakish, Okay? The Iker Pasuk B'chol Kodesh Lusiga is going on Kodesh, right? But if we also accept this extra riboy, that Lamar B'truma, and what did Rish Lakish say about Negias Kodesh? Rish Lakish said that there'll be Malkus also for Negias Kodesh, just like there'll be Malkus for Achilas Kodesh by a Tameh, there'll be Malkus for Negias Kodesh. If we're now going to use the B'chol Kodesh Lusiga as a way of including Truma, however we do that, but Rish Lakish would also, at the end of the day, include Truma here, so would we say, therefore, that now for Rish Lakish, there can be Malkus for Negias Truma, just like for Negias Kodesh? That's what the Maharal addresses. The Maharal doesn't directly speak out Malkus, but it seems to me that he's not saying this. And the Maharal says, in Achinami, the same way that we have an Asharas Truma for Achila, included in this Pasuk of B'chol Kodesh Lusiga, we will have an Asharas Negias Truma as well. Because again, once we get to include Truma, so we can put Truma into this Pasuk, Ben Achila, Ben Negia. So according to the Gerarie, it would seem to me that he'd be saying that with Rish Lakish, there'd be Malkus, not just for Rabbi Yochanan, there'd be Malkus for Negias Truma. That's on the one extreme. The other extreme is the Meshachach. Meshach Chachma is quite interesting. Meshach Chachma here on this pasuk in Parshas Tasbiya, B'chol Kodesh Lusiga, has a very interesting cheshbon that even if you tell me that this pasuk is marbe achilas truma, but it won't carry over to get malchus for negias truma. So I read it for the Meshach Chachma. There's a drasha l'rabos hatruma. Right? So we have this extra riboy that tells us Truma as well. Now we also have Rish Lakish, who says that the Lashon Tiga is meant to indicate that there's an Azhara to include Negia, because the term uses the word Tiga. Says the Meshach Chachma, so then I don't understand something. But Tzarech Tam, Amai Lo Amin on Gam Gabi Truma, the Tomech Hanogea Loke, Mida Afgir Brach Manav, the Lashon Negia. The same way you're using the fact that the Torah says a Lashon Negia to get Malkus for Tamei Shenaga B'Kodesh, why not also now that we have a Riboy for Truma, why don't we take that Riboy and extend it to Negias Truma to get Malkus as well? That's just the Meshach on this Pasuk. V'ulai, maybe, since it's only a Riboy, and it doesn't go as far as getting Malkus. However, he says, I'll explain to you logically why that should be. Why would it not be Malkus for Negias Truma, unlike Negias Kodshim? Says the Meshach Chachma, a davar mechudash, ha'inyan musko. He says, why is there an Issa Negia? Why would there be an Issa Negia? So we discussed a few shurim ago what many possibilities. He says, I'll tell you what, Negia is a siyag for Achila. And Achila of Kodshim has Kares. So the Torah created a siyag for Achilas Kodshim B'Kares by telling me you can't even touch Kodshim. Because if you eat it, there'll be Kares. Just like the Torah gave other siyagim, like Bosikrabu Ugalos Erva, that's a classic example of a siyag Midoraisa, so he quotes that. We mentioned Bal Yiro at the time. The Torah creates siyag for Isurim Chamurim. Says the Meshach Chachma, it only makes sense to create a siyag for Achilas Kodshim. Are you then that you shouldn't touch Kodshim, but it doesn't make sense to make a siyag for Achilas Truma? Why? Because of the following halacha. We saw already in the Rambam. If a person eats Kodshim, he gets kares, whether the Kodshim are tahor, whether the Kodshim are tameh, there's no difference. There's always kares. However, the onesh that we have for eating truma when a person is tamei, so the onesh is misa b'dei shemayim, but that onesh of misa b'dei shemayim is only if the truma is tahora, and not if truma is tamei. That was the lashon of Gemara Pei Gimel in Sanhedrin. Umeis to bo yichaluhu, only if it's not mechulo yet. If it's already mechulo, if it's truma is tamei, then a tamei she'achal truma tamei will not be have the onesh misa b'dei shemayim. Says the Meshach Chachma, so I understand beautifully why there's no halacha of a siyag for truma of negia atu achila. Because if you have a tamei she achal she naga b'kodesh, even if he's making the Kodesh Tameh and he eats it, but there'll still be the same Onesh Kareh, so the Torah would have an Ashara, a Siyab, in the form of Megiyah. However, in a typical case of Tameh Shenaga B'Truma, so what's going to happen to the Truma? The Truma is going to become Tameh before he eats it. So when time he eats it, there won't be any longer an Onesh Mitzvah Shemaya, because that's only for Truma of Truma Tahora. Elamai, there's some far-fetched cases that you could think of an Issa Truma Negia, where there won't be a case that he's Machal Alit. Yeah, you could have cases where it would be not Mukshar, and you have a case where somebody else puts into his mouth. All kinds of strange cases. These are unusual cases. So in that kind of case, there'll be, in other words, there'll be an Onesh that a Tamei She'ach Klal Truma, and he won't, and it will still be Truma Tahora. Now, you can have a case that exists of an Onesh Misa B'dei Shemayim where the Truma is Tahora and the person is Tamei. But for such unusual cases, it doesn't make sense to have to create a Siyag. A Siyag is only for cases which are common. And in the obvious common cases, there really won't be Misa B'dei Shemayim, because since the Truma will become Tamei through the person, the Mela, there won't be Misa B'dei Shemayim. Therefore, there's no reason for the Torah to make an Iser Siyag of Megiyah. So says the Meshech Chachma. So therefore, he says, even if we include Truma in the Pasuk, it won't carry over to an Onesh Malkus for Negia. I wondered, according to the Meshech Chachma, so why does he do it with Rabbi Yochanan? L'chaira, this is all beautiful to say after the fact that Rabbi Shlokish is not going to give Malkus for an extra riboy of Truma in Negia and Negia, because you could say, dear, the Torah didn't give an Ashara of a Siyag. But when Yochanan said the pasuk is talking about truma, and yet the Torah gechur pasuk pshat in the Gemara without Tosfos is that it's an ashara for truma. So how can the Meshech Chachma say such a pasuk pshat in Meshech Lakish that there won't be a malchus, won't be an ashara kinira for negias truma, because there's no point in a siyag? But Rabbi Yochanan holds otherwise. So I would imagine that the Meshech Chachma will learn that this mahalach is only within Meshech Lakish, that the geder ha'isr would be a isr of a siyag. It could be that Rishon Yochanan's Ashara when he gets Truma might be a different halacha. Maybe halacha being mitami the Truma, maybe it's Isser by itself. So therefore, it doesn't matter whether it's going to come to a Misa B'dei Shemayim or not. It's an independent Isser. So it could be that's why for Rabbi Yochanan there could be an Ashara for the Geas Truma. But at least for Rishon Lakish, this is what the Meshech Chachma suggests. Very nice piece of Meshech Chachma. Finally, this is the last thread of the sugya. I want to leave you with a very interesting question. And two answers that he gives to this kasha. This is Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, of course, the father of the Rav. They put out a few years ago Svarim, his Chidushim on the Rambam. They came out first in the smaller edition, they came out in a nicer edition afterwards, Chidushi Avram Halevi, I'll say the Haramba. So Moshe Soloveitchik asks a very interesting question on the Rambam that we read in Tfilei HaMukdash. Let's go back to that Rambam. Nice, it's late, Kashkin and our sugya. Because the Rambam paskins, at the end of the day, the Rambam paskins usher, probably midoraisa, but there won't be Malkus. Whatever the cheshbonos are, in this regard, he's like Rabbi Yochanan, right? That Tamei Shenaga, the Kodesh, does not get Malkus. But according to Rish Lakish, it's clear in our sugya, right? That Tamei Shenaga B'Kodesh Loke. See, here's the question. How could we hold... This is a real thought question for you, Rabbi Osei. See how many you can begin to mechav into one or other answers to this kash. How could Rish Lakish hold that Tamei Shenaga B'Kodesh will get Malkus? We all know that there's a klal of Gabi Malkus. We saw it a little bit in the Gemara before, and we saw it in Abdalid in the first parak, that not all lavin get Malkus. We know, for example, lav she'ein bo maisa, ein lokin alav, according to many Tanoim. We also know lav she'nita glasei doesn't get Malkus, according to many Tanoim. One of the classic examples of a lav that's both ein bo maisa and nita glasei is what example, what lav? You tell me from Abdalid.
No, sir.
No, sir. Person leaves over from the meat of the carbon that's supposed to be eaten with dinner ahead of time. So there's no malchus for the two reasons, depending on what shita you hold. It's Abel Maisa. He didn't do Maisa. He just didn't eat it. Or maybe the God say, the Torah says, if it gets left over, but Eish Tisrof. No, says the Moshe Salvech, I have a Pashtaka. And this is the Paschit in the Rambam. The Rambam says, no, sir, doesn't get malchus with Abel Maisa. Or need to say, the Maisa, the question is as follows. What happens when you have kachim that become tame? What do you have to do? What do you have to do with these kachim? Basa kachim became tame. What's the halacha?
Burn it.
You have to burn it. So the Rambam says mefurish, Imperik Yutes of Maisa Karbano, Imperik Yutes of Tzulim Mugdashin, Mitzvahs Asay, Lisrof Ka Kadashim Shenitmu. What's the source of this Mitzvahs Asay? Shenemar, it's the Pasuk in Tzav, right before the Pasuk of eating the Tumas Aguf, you have the Pasuk of Tamei Basar, that we say you get Malkis on, but the Pasuk is about Basar Asheyiga Bechol Tamei Lo Yeachel, so the Rambam says in Perek Yutes, Suleim Mekdashim, Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Saseh, Lisrof Kol Kodeshim, Shenitmu, Shenemar, Babasa, Sheyga, Bechol Tamei, Lo Yeachel, Bechein Hanosar, Mitzvah Saseh, Lisorfo, Shenemar, Vanosar, Mitzvah Halachem, Ba'eo Mashvisha, Ve'eshi Sarif, the same. So we have a Mitzvah Saseh to burn Kol Kodeshim, Shenitmu. We have a Mitzvah Saseh to burn Nosar. These are seven mitzvahs asay. The Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs counts in both. In the list of mitzvahs asay, it's interesting, the Rambam counts a separate mitzvah. The Rambam counts in mitzvah tzadi is the mitzvah the lisrof kodeshim shenitmu, ba'abasa shiga b'chol tamei lo yeochel. That's the mitzvah tzadi aleph, shetzibanu lisrof nosar. Brings a different pasuk. Ask from Moshe Soloveitchik, a very interesting kasha. How can the Shlokish hold that Tane Shtenaga Bekadshim Loke Lechaira it's a lav Shenitak Laseh? The same way that by Nosar, if you hold there's no Malkis based on the cloud that the Torah gave the Laseh to burn the Nosar, so there's no Malkis because of the Laseh. So, how can you have Malkis with Fire Shlokish? The Tomei Shinaga Bekodesh, the halacha is that Basar, that Nichanitma, you have a mitzvah saseh to burn it. So it should be considered lav shenita glaseh. So asks Rav Moshe Soloveitchik in this piece in Hilchos Psulei HaMukdashin, Perek Yud Ches. Okay, so there's a lot of things that are going into this question, these assumptions. Tame Shenaga Bekodesh violated an Isser. What's the Isser? The Chol Kodesh Losiga. And he's obviously Metame the Kodeshim. Okay, you'll tell me he'll only get Malkus when it was Tame before. That doesn't sound correct, right? Doesn't seem to distinguish, right? It would have to be burned anyway. Result of this act, this Aveira, is the Torah says that we smitami the kachim, you have to burn the kachim. So chayra, it's a lav hamita glase. So, anyone have any ideas? What are we going to do with this kasha? What are we going to say to answer this kasha?
Rabbi?
Yes, two answers to this. Yeah.
Does everyone agree that lav hamita glase doesn't come off us?
So, the truth is, the Rambam Paskins. The Rambam Paskins, Nita Gase doesn't get Malkus. It's interesting. The Rambam brings the Lap of Nosar, Perik Yud, Halacha Yud Aleph of Karban Pesach. The Rambam says, why don't you get Malkus for being Moser to Pesach? Where's the Rambam in Karbanos? Perik Yud, Karban Pesach, Halacha Yud Aleph. Says the Rambam, Bim Hishir Mimenu. If you mashir from the Karban Pesach, Bein Berishon, Bein Besheni. This is not just Yudal Nisan, it's also for this Friday, right? Pesach Sheni, if a person is Mosir from the carbon Pesach Sheni, the same Isser is violated, the Torah says not to leave over. Over below Sase, Ve'ena Loka Lavze, Sharinita Klase, Shenemba Nosar, Mimenu Aboka Beishtis Rofu. So Rabbi Paskins that a Nosar, there's no Malkus because it's Nita Klase. So if that's correct, how can Rish Lakish hold that Tamesh and Naga Bekutshin gets Malkus? What happened to the concern? It's a Lashin Nita Klase. The truth is, there are some technical answers, which could be a segue to the next sugya. The very next sugya, Yes Hashem, when we resume, we probably continue straight, is called Lav Shekadmo Asay. If the Asay is written earlier than the Lav, according to some shot, in different ways to learn Pshat, Lav Shekadmo Asay maybe doesn't have the din of Lav Shenitag Asay. So over here, you have the Asay written in Parashat Tzav. Rahbasa Shegir V'chol Tamei Lo Ye'achel Be'eshi Sarek. The Lav is V'chol Kodesh L'Sigah Parashat Tazriya. So Mimela, it could be viewed according to some Nefarshim in the category Lav Shekadmo Asay, and maybe that would have Malkus. That's a technical answer. Another technical answer, also not Nogea, the sugya of Lav Shenitag Asay, is if you remember back on the Abdalid, we touched on this. Tosus in Subas Lamed Beis explains what does it mean in the Mishnah Abdalid, Shelo Hashem Hamevio Lidei what? Lidei Malkus. Right? That you don't have, you have the Kasha Zaman gives you Mamon, and there's still going to be Malkus. So what is the pshat of those words? Many different Perushim in those words to the Mishnah. Tosu suggested one pshat, that this is explanation of why it's not called a Lav Shenitag Asay. What does it mean? Because the Kasha Zaman is Mevio Lidei Tashlumin, and the Losanda is Mevio Lidei Malkus, but they're not written together. So says, when is it something called Nita Glase? If the Torah puts the Lav, and right next to the Lav, the Torah tells you, and if you violate it, this is what you do. Like by notes, sir. The Torah says, Lo so siru, the hanosa beishti sparek. So there, the Torah's putting the Asay right next to the Lav makes it Nita Glase. Over here, the Asay is Kasha Zalman, it's in one place, and the Losana is in a different place, so they're not together. I says Tosus we find Losigzo is called Nitagase, even though Beheshev is like Zela is in Parshas Mayikra, and Losigzo is Parshas Kedoshim. Ah, that's different, because there, the Nituk is inherent in the fact that you're undoing the actual damage of the Lav. You stole, and you returned it. So if the Asay is Mamish Menatek in terms of what it's doing, in terms of reversing the process, then even if the Asay is written in a totally different place, it's called Nitagase. When it comes to burning Nosar, you're not reversing the Aveira, you're just doing something the Torah says to do in the wake of the Aveira. So for some kind of a Nitag of that nature, it has to be written Mamish Ben Komos, says Tosis. So that's the meaning, Lo Hashem HaMavio Din Malkus Nitag Shulmin. No, according to that shot of Tosis, that the cloud of Nitag say, if it's not reversing the damage of the Lav, it has to be written Ben Komo. So again, this could be an answer for our Kasha. That here the Asay is written in one place, Fabasa Shiga Ba'eshi Saref, and the Lav is written in another place, so it doesn't qualify as Nita Glaseh. So these are technical answers. These are not Lumdish answers. Rav Moshe Salvechik is not necessarily going with these particular answers. Each of them is only subject to a particular pshat in Tosfos, in the Gemara, whatever. It's not the uniform. So it could still be a problem. But Maisa, the Torah gave you an Asay to burn Kachin Tmeyin. So how can it be Malkus for a person Shenaga Bekadshin? So he has two approaches. One approach is in terms of understanding the nature of the mitzvah Asay by Nosar, vis-a-vis the mitzvah Asay that comes in the wake of having Basar Tameh. There's a fundamental difference in the nature of that mitzvah Asay to burn Nosar or to burn Tameh. That's one approach. The other approach is going to go in a different direction. That the difference lies in the nature of the Lav of not to be Mosir in a Karban versus the Lav of not to be Nogea the Kachin. Let's go one by one. The first approach, he says, is as follows. There's a mitzvah to burn Kachin Tameh. But he says, that's not a halacha because you have to burn what is Tameh. That's halacha to burn that which is pasul. Sulei Hamukdashim. We know things are puzzled. You bring them. The Gemara actually says in Sachin Pei Beis that there's a halacha Moshe Messina that we burn all kachim, all Sulei Hamukdashim. So why did Torah have to tell me specifically to burn that which is Tameh? Because you might have thought that since you mezalzel in it and you made a Tameh, so it no longer has to be treated like in the same status as holy things, maybe you don't have to burn it, you could just bury it, kamashmalan the pasuk. But it would seem that once the pasuk is kamashmalan, so it means that the geder hadavar is the same as the general halacha. Pasulot katkachim have to be burnt. So it's not a special din, the etzem, that you have to burn dvarim tmei and kachim tmei. It's tzulei hamukdashim halacha. That which is kachim, that's pasul, has to be burnt. That's by the halacha of burning kachim tmei. However, when it comes to noser, he says, it's a special din that Torah says to burn noser. It's a halos din of noser. And that's why, he says, you can quote a lav shenita lasei because of the Torah's mitzvah to burn noser. Lamasha, how do you see that the special din to burn noser? Because there might be special dinim that apply to sreifas noser that don't apply to other burnings of other kachim tmeim. He's medayik from a lashon Rambam in the Maisa Karbanos, Perek Zayin Halacha Hey. The Rambam says the following. When you burn all the kachin that are tamei, all those things have to be burnt, you can do it by laila. However, when it comes to nosar, the Rambam paskes mefurish, based on psukim, that you have to burn the nosar bayom. You have to burn the nosar bayom. So you see that when it comes to srefas nosar, it's a special din of srefas nosar, which has different halachas than general Reif of other Psulei Mukdashim. And therefore, he says, you can't call Nita Glasei unless Glasei speaks to the special status of what you made it Nosar, and the Torah says you burn Nosar. That's Nita Glasei. There's a chalos din on the Sreif of Nosar. Masha'enkein, if it's just the fact that you have to be burning Kachim Tmeyim, because Sulei Mukdashim, that's not good enough to view it as a Nita Glasei. That's if you want to answer the question from the perspective of what type of an assay can be Menatik Belav. So the assay has to be an assay of Nosar as opposed to a general idea. That is one Yisod. Then he says, at the end of the piece, he says, that which I wrote in the previous, it was letter, maybe these are probably letters that he wrote, that which I wrote in the previous letter, previous week, so it could be true, the Yisod could be true, but I don't have a right to it. Yocholios the Tov who came, but really there's no proof to it, because there's another answer to this kasha. And he says, why? What's another answer? Blavachi? He says, the chiluk is not in the sreifa, in the nature of the sreifa, the chiluk is in the lav. Name me the following. What is the iser no, sir? The iser is that which no, sir, being pasul is one and the same thing. So when you say don't leave it over, it's a way of saying don't pasul it through being nosar. Nosar and the psul nosar are one and the same thing. That's a lav on that which is to be burned as a psul emugdashin. It's the lav of making it pasul through nosar. He says over here, nogea bekachin is not because you pasul it. You're burning it because it's puzzled. But the love is you metame it. Lu yitzuyer, hypothetically, if you could be metame kachim, but there wouldn't be a psul tumma. It's just a fact, it's tame, but not a psul of tumma. That would also be included in the love. The love is to be metame kachim. By nosar, the din of nosar is synonymous with the psul nosar. No sir, without the psul no sir is an oxymoron. No sir is the fact that it's pasul as no sir. That's the chiptin tomei no sir. The chol kodesh tlosiga is not nitik lasei, because what's the assay? The assay is to burn the basar that's tomei because it's pasul. But the lav is not about the psul of tuma. The lav is being the tameit. Even if you could say you couldn't have one without the other in practice. Even if you couldn't have it in practice. But lemaisa, the two things happen to come together. You're metameit, and that which is tame is pasul. Why are you burning it? Because it's pasul. What was the lav? Not to be metame. That means, that's not cool, that the lav is nita glase. The lav was being metameit. You're being, burning it, is because it's tame is pasul. Even if it mele, it follows from that, but that's not what the lav is. The lav was being metame. Masha'enkin by nosar, that's the same halacha. The psul nosar and the metzias of nosar is one and the same. And therefore it's called the sneifas nosar, even if you view that as a spray from Tulam of Dashim. This is not going with the first yisod. Even if I don't accept the first yisod. Even if I assume that sneifas nosar is midin Tulam of Dashim. Not a special din of sneifas nosar. Even if I would say that, I have a very simple answer. Because the psul of nosar is the same thing as nosar. The psul of tame is not the same thing as tame. Mitame, that's the lav. I was thinking, obviously, you know, this is very lundish, but the way that we were presenting the very question of Nogea Bekutchen, there's maybe an easier way out that you could simply say. Because we discussed the issue of what is the psul, what is the issue of Nogea Bekutchen? Is it a halacha of being mitame the kutchen? One way, like the same idea of Mishmeres, for example, the Torah gave an Ashara, not to Mitame Kachin, or is it simply an Isser Negiah? Maybe, like we said with the Meshech Chachma, it's a Siyag for Achila. No, if you go the approach that it's not Halacha being Mitame the Kachin, then this Chil becomes even easier to understand why it's not called Nita Glase. Because what's the Asay doing? The Asay is about the Psul of this basar that's tame. What's the lav? The lav is maybe not about being metame the kachin. The lav is about being nogea the kachin because of the siyag of achila. In other words, now we don't have to split hairs as much. Now it's mamish easy. Now, Moshe gave us an opening here to understand that it's not just what practically you're going to be burning this thing that became tame, but what was the lav? The lav, he says, was being tameyik, and the asay is machmas the psul of the tumah. That's splitting hairs a little bit. But if we understand, like we said, that maybe the gedder ha'isr is not about being a tamay at all. The gedder isr stam, being no gay on the kachin, because you might come to eat it. So then it's even easier to hear the answer to the kasha. Because what was the lab? The lab was about negia, not it could be a mitami at the same time, but the ashara wasn't about the mitami kachin. That's a different halacha of Mishneres. The ashara was not to be nogea b'kachin because you might come to achila. So what does that have to do with the assay? The assay is to burn that which became tame. It so happens when you did the lav, you were mitame it. But that's not a tikkun of the lav. The tikkun of the lav is it would only be relevant by no sources. Do not leave over, and what you leave over, do this with it, burn it. Here, the issur is negia, because you might come to achila. So what shayches does the lav have to do with the assay? Then I think mamish is gishmak. You don't have to start making it so refined. But Moshe Salvation was assuming that the gedder halav is in fact that which the Torah is telling us, do not in metame kachin. No, so now the Torah says that the kachin matame, you have to burn it. So it should be a nita glase. So he gave the two approaches that there's a difference between the assay of burning nosar versus the assay of burning psuel dashin tmeim. And the other answer is there's a difference between the lav of nosar, which is synonymous with the psul nosar, and the lav of being metame kachin, which is not synonymous the esem with the psultum. But if you say that what they were saying, possibly that the whole gedder ha'isr is a siyag for achila, then I think it's even more easy to hear the answer to the kasha, which I thought you'd be machadim to, that it's not called nituk ha'asei, the nituk is a nituk of the psultuma, and the lav is on stam ha'nogeya. Incidentally, it happens to be when you're nogeya, you're metameyik, but there's no reason that the asay of burning kachim should be a nituk on the lav of being nogeya b'kachim. So I think it makes it a lot easier to hear the answer. All right, Rabosai. So, Yetz Hashem, we will have a few days of Chazara. We'll schedule times to meet groups of people. The Ezra Hashem. I think we can start Sunday if that's good for anyone, and we'll try to do it over the few days. If you want to do a little something on the parsha, we'll figure out a time for Thursday to do something on parsha. And if the shir sisters want to do a little chazara shir.